This practice is meant to be done before a meal, so please take your food, place it in front of you, and let's begin together. First, let's notice, whether you prepared the food or someone else prepared it for you, that your food is in front of you and it contains energy. Through the complex process that is digestion and assimilation, that energy is going to turn from carbohydrates and protein and fats into ATP, which is the fuel that we use all day long. Our bodies have power centrals in each cell that transform amino acids, triglycerides, and sugars, the breakdown products of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, into ATP. That process is so incredibly efficient that the body of an average size person will produce about 100 pounds of ATP molecules a day. Just think of that. How incredibly powerful those little powerhouses are in our cells. Now, where your energy comes from is really important. The higher quality your food, the more efficient the reactions can be that produce ATP. Think for a moment and acknowledge that you have chosen this food with a particular goal in mind. Perhaps to nourish your body, perhaps to help yourself get energized for a big day ahead. Maybe that's physically or mentally taxing. Perhaps there's something in this food that you know makes you feel good or nourishes you, satisfies you for a longer time. And just consider for a moment that there's a particular reason why you chose this food, and give yourself gratitude and appreciation for having the resources, the understanding, the ways that you make a choice to make the best possible choice in that moment for yourself. Now, as you look at your meal, think about all the different ways that your body just knows how to transform the energy from that food into energy that you can use. And just for a moment, let's together just take a pause and marvel at just how perfect nature is. How we can eat leaves and roots and seeds and oils and eggs and different animal parts, and that can become this universal molecule of life. Now, as you prepare to eat your meal, notice that there's certain parts of you that are really ready to take in that energy. Maybe you feel your stomach rumbling. Maybe you just feel yourselves kind of getting excited to get some food in. Feel that desire within you and feel how close you are to satisfying it. Now, before you start eating, let's consider all the things that are in your food that got in there with all the hands that were involved. The people who maybe made the food or transported it, the people in the store, the farmers, the people who participated in growing it, maybe hunting it or gathering it, and then the sun, the clouds, the rain, the water, all the ways that Earth supported the growing of that food. All that energy is on your plate, in your bowl, and is ready to become a part of you, to make new cells, to help you recover, to help you be energized, productive, awake, aware, to support your dreams. Let's just pause and marvel at that for a moment together. And I would like you to think about, what is it that you would like that food to power within you right now? Is there a particular healing intention For example, if you've had an upset tummy, are you hoping that that food helps soothe it? If you need more energy later, maybe for an athletic feat, are you hoping that that food lasts you through the whole athletic feat? If you're hoping that you sleep better, are you hoping that that food supports your sleep? Whatever it is that you want this food to energize within your body, just ponder that for a moment. And with that intention, go towards your food and enjoy it. I hope that you have an opportunity to do this throughout the day, at multiple occasions, maybe even at snack times. And even if you can just pause for a moment, look at the food and consider all the energy that went into it, all the energy that it's going to get transformed into in your body, and all the things that energy will support, that'll be a major shift in how you relate to food. Thank you so much for joining me in this practice, and I will see you in the next one.